Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to Embodying Your Higher Self, Clearing the Ego. I am your host, Christine Fedor, and our November topic is Happier Holidays with More Ease, Clearing the Blocks to Your Happiness and Relieving Stress. So for those of you who are new joining me, I welcome you and also invite you to take some time, if you'd like, to go back and listen to the recordings of some of the earlier shows to learn more about the processes for healing and clearing that I'll be using. I'll give you a little bit of an overview, but it'll be really quick. So if you'd like more details, I also invite you to check out my website at renewalhealth.net. I use access consciousness techniques as well as theta healing techniques to help you with verbal processing, to change points of view, feelings, beliefs, old patterns, traumas, things that may keep you from living a life that is that has more freedom, more possibilities, opportunities. A lot of times the limitations that we perceive in our lives, we generate those, we create those. And sometimes we don't even know we're doing it. And that's why I'm doing this show. So embodying your higher self, in my point of view, my definition, how I see it, is that's your highest aspect of you, like your divine self, your God self. In access consciousness, we talk about that you're an infinite being. So it's that aspect. And to me, that's represented by love. That's what divinity is to me, is love. Clearing the ego, well, to me, the ego, that's the lower self, or the aspect of ourselves that is not divine, that is not love. And what is the opposite of love? It's fear. So we're clearing out all of those things that keep you from being more love and more open to being more loving with yourself and others. So that's really what has inspired me to do this work. With happier holidays, with more ease, I don't know about you, but I get stressed out sometimes over the holidays. There's so much to do, and then sometimes you're dealing with different situations. Some people, it's a difficult time. Maybe they're missing a loved one, or maybe they're by themselves, or, you know, maybe it's, wow, I have all these wonderful people in my life, and how do I deal with all the different personalities and keeping every, you know, how do I make everybody happy? And, you know, there's all these different things that can come along with the holidays. It can be a very joyous time. It can be a very sad time for some people, or just wanting to please everybody and make everybody happy. How many people do that? So we're going to get into that a little bit, and we're also going to have the opportunity for people to call in, and we can deal with some specific situations if you have those. Just to let you know now, the call-in number is 646-378-0378. And when you call in and press 1, that alerts me that you want to be on the air and talk to me. So if you're already on the phone and you want to do that when you're ready, hang up the phone, call back, and press 1. And that will tell me that you're ready to be on the air. You can also use the toll-free number at 877-497-2931. And we may be having a little bit of technical difficulty with the online aspect of the radio show. So I've asked people to call in. Not real clear on that. And so if you've tried that and are having trouble, I do apologize. So for the techniques that I use, access consciousness and theta healing, I like both of those modalities because we do the verbal processing. We talk about things. It's, you know, I love energy work. I've been doing it for many years. It's very powerful. And both Theta Healing and Access Consciousness have different hands-on treatments for any work, energy work, to shift the things in the body. And of course, it's all body, mind, and spirit, right? So I think a lot of the verbal processing, that gets to a lot of the mental, emotional stuff, which I think is sometimes where we get stuck. So I really love these techniques. Access Consciousness, what we're going to use today is the clearing statement. If you don't know anything about that, and I just invite you for this whole show, just keep an open mind and go with it. If you're willing, I invite you to consider that possibility, because you're not going to figure it out. It's not going to make sense. And trying to figure it out often is the ego. That's where you get stuck. You don't need to figure it out. Just be open to the energy and see what happens. It's your choice. It's always your choice. Access Consciousness, we often said, choice expires every 10 seconds. Then you get to choose again. So you're always at choice. With the Access Consciousness clearing statement, I'll ask you a question, and sometimes the questions don't make sense. And if you're hearing it and it's like, what? Usually that's a good one to say yes to. And I'll say, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? That's where you say the yes, if you'd like to receive the clearing. And it may not be specifically geared towards you, but I know for me, I want to say yes, because if I have anything remotely similar to that, I want to clear it, because my goal is to have more consciousness, more awareness, and to be more clear. So that's a possibility you could choose. And when I say the actual clearing statement, it sounds like this: right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. That is actually the shortened version of what it really means, which is a very long description for each one of those. And if you go to theclearingstatement.com, you can put in your email and it'll send you all the information about it. You can get more information from accessconsciousness.com, and there's tons of YouTubes and all sorts of free information about Access Consciousness online that you can access if you're interested. And I do have more information on my website. Theta Healing is another technique that I also enjoy. So when I tell you to close your eyes and breathe in and go up, imagine your energy up through the crown of your head all the way up to the seventh plane. Creator of all that is on the seventh plane. That's going to be working with the Theta Healing energy. And there's also more information about that on my website also. And we clear on the four levels: core, soul, history, and gene. So gene is genetic, history is past lives. So it clears multidimensionally. And I also, it goes on the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual levels for clearing. So both wonderful techniques. And I do all of these in private session with you if you're interested for something a little more specific for yourself. So right now, if you have something specific you're dealing with this holiday season, or you just like to have things go more smoothly, we can talk about removing blocks. So I'm going to invite you to call in if you would like to choose. So again, if you're online or on the phone line, you would hang up, call back at 646-378-0378 and press 1, or long distance 877-497-2931. Now, I'll go ahead and start some general patterns. For me, I've had a lot of mixed things through the holiday season. Some have been fantastic and amazing, and some have been very traumatic. So I don't know if anybody else out there, because I've had some of these scenarios myself, if anyone has dealt with maybe the ending of a relationship over the holidays, or how about losing a loved one over the holidays, or maybe it's a remembering a loved one. It's the first time without them this season. Or maybe it's anger and hostility and fights, not getting along with friends or family, that it's been difficult to coordinate everybody's personalities on, you know, over the holidays. So, you know, all of that. So I'm going to say all of those things. Or how about the ones where you're want everything to be perfect. I want everybody to be happy. I want to make everybody happy and have a perfect holiday. So all of that energy. So all of you, just imagine that whatever that energy is in you, whatever you have that relates to that, okay? You don't even have to label it or figure it out. Just all of that energy, everything that is, and everything that brings up in you times a godzillion. Will you destroy and uncreate that now? This is where you say yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And when you're in the middle of an emotional situation, let's say somebody did something over the holidays or during a holiday that, how could they do that? First of all, how could they do that to me is the ego making it about you, because it's not about you, it's their stuff. So you could pod and pock that. That's our abbreviation for the clearing statement. Or just say whatever this is. So if you're in that energy and it's intense and it's bothering you, you can say whatever this is, everything this is, I destroy and uncreate it now. So if any of you are having any emotions about this holiday, maybe tomorrow coming up for the holiday or getting everything ready and you're stressed out to get everything ready on time. So whatever that energy is that you're feeling that causes any kind of tension or expectation or attachment to the outcomes, those are ego things again, or having everything to be just so and being stressed out about getting it all perfect. So all of that ego stuff, okay, all of that, everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Again, this is where you say yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And if you feel any energy, that's just the clearing, and that's good. So you can see how this works a little bit, and I'm going very quickly. And I see we do have some people that would like to get on the air with some of their specific situations. So I'm going to go ahead and take some of those call-ins right now. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air for Embodying Your Higher Self, Clearing the Ego. This is Christine.
Hello, can you...
And your name?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What is your name, please?
Michelle.
Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Yeah. Hi there.
And nice what are you having? You're welcome. Welcome. What are you having any issues with for the holiday season or with our topic or anything that's going on with you right now?
I have a daughter-in-law that's quite a very difficult person to deal with, and she's making my son quite miserable. And, you know, she wants to watch every move he makes. He can't help me. I have a problem with my health. You know, come over and help me. Just everything is too hard for her, and she wants to watch every move he makes, and he leaves work. He can't even stop over for 20 minutes to help me. And she has a mother. Her mother has cancer, and, you know, she has difficulty. She works 3 days a week. But still, you know, for her, she told me one time the wife is more important than the mother. So I said, and my son just, you know, he's just really arguing with her a lot about too much, expecting just too much, controlling too much of her life, his life.
Okay. So something to always consider, and I know when you're in that type of situation, it is difficult and it is frustrating. We can't change other people. That's who she's choosing to be. And in your situation, unfortunately, it's not making things easier. And I know that can be frustrating. My recommendation in this type of situation would be with Access Consciousness, we ask questions. And when we ask questions and we don't try to figure out the answer, very often the energy and the opportunity come to us. And one of my previous shows, we talked about love and allowance. And in this kind of situation, a good question to ask of yourself and the universe would be, how can I have more allowance of her in this situation this holiday season? How can I be more allowing of this? Because she's not trying to do anything to you. Whatever the issue is, that's her problem, right? That's her issue. So
yeah.
How can you be in a place where that doesn't affect you? That's really that place of the higher self where you can choose love over judging her as maybe being bad and wrong because it's not really working for you. But again, that's what she's choosing. So you have the power and the choice to choose how you want to be with it. And sometimes we get triggered and we pick on these issues that almost become like this automatic reaction because how do they do that? Why are they being this way? And that's the kind of stuff, wherever it affects you and is kind of taking away your experience, that's what we can work on. And once we change you and your energy and how you are towards her, very often the other person will shift and change as well because you won't be pulled in as much into their drama situation or choosing something that doesn't work for you. And say, well, that's their choice, has nothing to do with me. And unfortunately, uh-huh. in families, you know, it does affect you, you know. So
yes.
Do you understand? Are you following me with what I was saying?
Somewhat, you know, I guess a little bit of what you said. It's trying to understand that. I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to like ignore it and try to forget it and not let it get to me. I laugh things off quite often, and but she doesn't want me to see my granddaughter too often. She's always coming up with excuses. It's just really a rough situation. So I have to figure out a way to handle it on my own, not to let it believe it's not personal or what, like that.
Well, I can't say that it isn't. It could be. I'm honest about this stuff. It could be personal. And you know what? You don't have to take it in and let it hurt you.
Yeah.
That's your choice as well. So when you're telling me you're trying not to let it bother you, you're trying to ignore it, you know, those kind of things almost are like it does bother you and it's there. So why don't we look at that energy and see if we can lighten that for you? So anytime something feels heavy, like if, to me when you're telling this, it feels heavy. It doesn't feel light. It feels really heavy. This is an indicator of let's choose something lighter. Let's lighten this load for you. So that's something we look at with access consciousness. They always say, choose a path that feels light. So right now, all that heavy energy that you're having about her and about the situation and how it's affecting you. So I want you to take a moment and just close your eyes and take a deep breath. What we would like to do in this moment, what I'm suggesting here, is to let go of these things that are weighing you down and causing that heaviness on you. And choosing that, choosing the greater allowance and love in a place of saying, well, that's what she's choosing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't control her. We can't change her. We can't make her be something else. But you have the power to take whatever you're going through and letting it go so you don't hang on to that energy. So close your eyes, take a deep breath if you're willing, and I want you to feel that energy or imagine it, however that works for you. I say feel a lot because I feel things, so that just makes sense when I say that. But however it makes sense to you, imagine that energy or feel that energy of all the stuff you said to me about her and this situation, all of that, and wherever you're there, I feel like disappointment, frustration, wishing things could be different. And so this isn't fair. All of that energy that is taking away from you and your happiness and your love, all of that energy that's distracting you. and everything he said, all of that energy, everything that is, and everything that brings up on you, will you destroy and uncreate that now? So this is where you say yes to the question if you want to release it.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Right and wrong. Yes, I received it, yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. That's going to help dissipate the energy. So every time you feel this anxiety or frustration come up for you, you can also just say, whatever this is or all this energy I'm feeling, and you can use the clearing statement by, will you destroy and uncreate this now? Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So you can go online to theclearingstatement.com, get that information, and start doing it yourself. These are tools that you can use all through the holidays. Okay?
Right, yeah,
and I'd like...
I will do that. Thanks a lot. What else?
Yeah, I would also like to take you through a clearing exercise with the Theta Healing Technique, because I feel like there might be some entanglements with the energy between you and her from other lifetimes possibly. And so if you're willing, I'd like to take you through another technique. Is that okay with you?
That'd be fine.
Okay, so go ahead. And everybody who's listening to the show, you can do this also. Wherever this works for you and your families and your situations, just kind of fill in your story, and we'll clear this for you too. So if there's any family member that is frustrating you, how's that? Somebody, does anybody have one? I know, well, we all do somewhere, right? So go ahead and feel that energy. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Okay, and Michelle, go with me. Breathe in. Imagine your energy going up through the top of your head. We're going to go all the way up, 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 all the way up to the creator of all that is on seventh plane. Breathe that energy in. And creator. It is now commanded now to clear all the energies. This is specifically for Michelle, and I'll say for everyone else, with the family member that is most challenging for you, and it could be more than one. Let's do that. So just kind of have a picture of that person in your mind, or you could even think their name if that's easier. Okay. So all of the energy entanglements, oaths and vows and contracts with this person or persons, and any drama, traumas from this lifetime and any other lifetime of who did what, when, how, and to whom, back and forth, all that energy. And everywhere it's entangled in all of the DNA and adamantine particles, to be clearing that and unraveling that, and now clear it to the core, soul, gene, and history levels, on all levels with these individuals. Whew, a lot of energy.
I feel lighter, if you can feel a difference.
Yes, we're keep on breathing and keep on visualizing that energy. We're releasing all of that. We ask it to be completely released with gentleness, ease, and grace for whatever's in the best and highest good for each individual. And we ask it to be cleared emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually on all those levels, of course, soul, gene, and history levels. Untangling all of that webbing and weaving of all those storylines and releasing it with whatever's in the best and highest good for each individual. And it is done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Said to that, you're very welcome, dear. Does that, you said it felt lighter for you?
Yeah, I do feel different, kind of like something's releasing. I notice that's something. Yeah.
Good.
That's really, really great. I'll keep working on this. Just kind of look at the computer and keep going over this, right, clearing.
Yes, absolutely. And you can listen to this show again. Everything's recorded. So you can even go back and listen to this over and over again so you can keep clearing it.
Really?
Okay.
Yep. I get back on. How do I get on to the recorded of this tonight?
Just go to the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and go to my section for all episodes, and then you can listen to the past episodes.
Oh, and what's your name again? Would it be your name?
Christine. Yep, Christine Fedor, under the show Embodying Your Higher Self, Clearing the Ego. Okay.
All right, I will look.
And also, I'm going to go ahead and turn off, I'll put you back on the mute button, and I'll talk a little bit more, and we're going to take another caller, okay? Thank you so much, Michelle. Good luck to you and your holidays.
Thank you so much, too. Have a great holiday season for you.
Thank you. Likewise. Okay. And we'll take another caller in just a moment. I just want to talk a minute about the questions. I've mentioned in Access Consciousness, we like to ask questions. To me, it's like if everybody's done that, the dream boards in the past and, you know, the I am affirmations and all of that kind of work with some positive thinking, claiming it as you. That's all wonderful. And asking the question. That's where you get the answers. You don't figure out the answer. You don't answer the question. You just ask the question, put the energy out there, and you will get the awareness and the information, however that comes to you. Because when we make a statement, it's a conclusion, it's a limitation, and we can't go beyond that. So when we ask a question, there's no limitation. There's no conclusion. It's unanswered. And so there's a possibility of greater opportunity, greater possibilities. So in Access Consciousness, we always ask, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? So those of you who are very familiar, just another reminder to use it over the holidays. So at the holidays, when things are wonderful, great, how can it get any better than this? What else is possible? What are the infinite possibilities? Like, how can it get even greater, right? And then when things are not going so well and you're dealing with maybe that frustrating relative, how can it get any better than this? What else is possible? What else is possible in this situation? How about saying, what can I choose here? How can I choose? My favorite one, that's how. When I'm in a place, let's say I'm angry and frustrated, how can I choose love right now? How can I choose joy right now? What would it take for me to be loving to this person right now? Because in that moment, I sure don't know how if I'm frustrated and upset or whatever's going on for me. So instead of getting stuck in that energy, I'm asking the question. How can I choose something different? And that's a good question, too. How can I choose to be in greater allowance of this person, allowing them to be who they are? Because, of course, we can't make them be anything else. They have to choose it, right? We all have free will choice. So great time this holiday season to use the question, be in the question, live in the question, because that goes beyond what we can figure out, right? That's the ego. That's limiting. We open it up, then more awareness, more opportunity, more possibility becomes available. And I often like to add, you know, greater than I can even imagine. How can I experience more love and joy this holiday season, greater than anything I can even imagine? How's that feel? That feels light and fun. So how about this? Anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay, we're going to take another caller now. Just one moment. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. And your name, please.
My name is Helen.
Helen, welcome.
Yeah.
What is it that I can help you with today?
Well, I'm unemployed, and I have been since July, and I really need to find a job, but I live in an area that doesn't really have a lot of jobs, and I'm trying to find work that suits me that I'll want to stay at, but I feel like I'm keeping myself from doing that.
Okay, so, and part of, so being able to get through this would give you a happier holiday with more ease, wouldn't it?
Yes,
to get
definitely.
Some employment. So I can understand this time of year that would be a little bit difficult. So if you're open to it, I'd like to clear some of the energy around any kind of judgment or expectation about money and holiday gifting. Is that an issue for you right now?
Yeah, money definitely is an issue.
Okay. So let's just clear it. I feel like for some reason I'm feeling like a judgment about that. So anywhere that you are feeling down about yourself or I guess I'm hearing bummed out about your unemployment situation right now, especially at the holidays and money issues. So all of that energy that feels heavy to you, if you could just kind of bring those thoughts up, those feelings up, whatever that is for you. So anybody else who's on the show that's having any money issues or any job and career issues, anywhere you have judgment about yourself, about your situation, or you're feeling, any kind of failure or lack or any of that energy. So bring that up. So all of that and everything that brings up in you, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And so how long have you been in a situation of unemployment?
Since summer, since July, so a few months at least.
Okay. So what I would encourage you to play with, if you choose it, to start asking the question, how can I create wealth? What can I choose to create wealth and income and financial abundance? So instead of going in the energy of, I have to find a job, I need a job, I got to get a job, I got to get a job, I got to get a job. So everything that is and everything that brings up in you, will you destroy and uncreate it now, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Whew. Because that's what it feels heavy. It's almost like tight. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's like this big weight on you, and it's like, oh, my God, I've got to do this. And that energy is actually kind of stifling you and slowing you down and somehow it feeling like it's blocking you at the same time. Is that true?
Yeah, I feel obligated.
Okay. But it feels like you have to do it, like you don't have a choice. You have to do it, and because you have to do it and you're trying to put the pressure to da, 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 then it feels right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So all that, and I, you know, I've been there in my lifetime. So, you know, all of that, everything that is and everything that brings up in you and all storylines that you bought into about any of that, how it has to look, how it has to be, what is acceptable and not acceptable about employment and creating income. So all of that, all the attachments to outcomes and expectations of things looking a certain way or being a certain way, regards to money, wealth, income, job, career, all of that, everything that is and everything that brings up in you times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please?
Yes, please.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So here's some questions that you can start asking to change the energy for yourself. What career or income generating choice can I make and create?
Okay.
You can start asking, what choices can I make today to create income? What energy space and consciousness can you and your body be to joyfully choose and create income and prosperity with total ease?
Okay.
Everything that doesn't allow that, will you just join and create that now, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So, and for some reason, I'm getting ideas for you, but, you know, I always tell everybody take the best and leave the rest. So
okay.
If it doesn't work for you, you know, follow what's light for you. That's another access consciousness teaching. If it feels heavy, it is heavy. Don't choose that.
Okay.
You can choose it if you want to, but it's going to be heavy. Okay.
Yeah.
So if it feels light, especially if it feels light and fun and wow, great. That's wonderful. If it's feeling heavy and foreboding and like this cloud is descending upon you, just pot-pock whatever that is. Okay.
Okay.
So if that comes
yeah.
to any of that, say, okay, whatever that is. Okay, and you can say it to yourself. So whatever all that is, will you just join and create that now, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And so any judgments or points of view that you have about this having to be hard or a chore or lots of red tape or it's not going to work out for me or any other self-sabotaging, self-defeating type of points of view that are coming up for you from this lifetime and any other lifetime, all of that and everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all now, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay, so it's like I'm seeing possibilities. Are you local or you're in Michigan?
Well, at the moment I am. I'm visiting family, but I live in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. I'm originally from North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not sure what resources they have down there, but they up here they do have some placement and resource opportunities. Are you anchored and staying down there, or are you looking for other opportunities beyond North Carolina?
I would prefer to stay down there, but I don't know if I'm holding myself back by doing so.
Okay. So how about just being open to the possibilities? Just because you have an opportunity or possibility come up doesn't mean you have to choose it.
Okay, yeah.
You're still a choice. So how about not limiting yourself in that way and saying and opening up to greater possibility? And you may just end up choosing staying there. But by having that, opening up that energy, then you're not going to necessarily feel like you're closing it out. Because maybe there is
yeah.
something great you haven't even thought of, right?
Yeah.
So anywhere that you're thinking, feeling, believing that you're limiting yourself or blocking your choices, everything that is and everything that brings up in you and any storyline you're buying into about any of that, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Do you have any skills that you could do some kind of a temp service?
Yeah, I've dabbled in a lot of things, but I've never really focused on one thing.
That may be an avenue to look into as just like I'm in the healthcare industry. I'm a physical therapist assistant. So we have different companies and agencies that will place us in temporary places. And I know in my previous career, I used to do more like clerical type of work. And they can place you in different places for that. And I think even there's some other work for, I keep hearing house cleaning. I have a coworker that,
that's so
you know, that's,
I do
that's
some
what she's
part-time
doing.
House cleaning.
oh, see, there you go. So
yeah.
I have a coworker who's doing that as well. So, you know, how can, you know, what, so you can ask the question instead of trying to figure it out, just ask the question. How could I expand my cleaning business? What could I do to get more cleaning jobs, if that's something you're interested in? You know, or even looking, what else can you do with that? I knew somebody who used to do, you know, natural cleaning products, green. And that was a thing a certain kind of, you know, people want in their house. They didn't want chemicals. They wanted natural green. Also, there's organizers, organizing. That, you know, there's different aspects. What about holiday setup, decorating for the holidays, holiday setup or cleaning up after the party or preparing for the party?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like there's all these, see how there's all these different ideas? Now, they're just possibilities. I don't know which one would work for you, but see how you could expand that?
Yeah, I do.
So guess what? You're not unemployed. You do cleaning work.
Yeah, it's just very, very part-time.
So it's something.
Yeah,
so,
true.
You know,
very true.
And you probably want something more and better and greater. And so ask those questions. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have the awareness, receive the awareness, and make the choices that would create more income and financial prosperity for yourself with happiness and total ease? How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
So anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So see how asking questions and kindness and what else is there? What are the other possibilities? Now, this may not be your chosen, you know, profession, right? Maybe it is. Maybe
yeah.
It isn't. Maybe you'll open your own business and have employees. And you make lots of money having your own cleaning and organizing business. Doing all natural products. I don't know. I'm throwing stuff out there for you, but that's what's coming up. So for now, maybe you make your own line of natural cleaning products.
Yeah.
Do you work with aromatherapy oils at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So what about making your own line of aromatherapy products? And selling those, that could be income generating.
Yeah.
And then are you using, I was going to say, are you using like Young Living or doTERRA or any of those?
No.
Okay. So they have their own thing. Those are money level marketing stuff.
Okay.
I also use something else where you can get a private label and resale. So, and I can give you the name of somebody. So if you're interested in that, you can email me after the show.
Okay.
If that
yeah,
feels if that feels light and exciting for you. If that doesn't feel light or exciting for you and it feels heavy, like, oh boy, I don't want to do that, then, you know, maybe not choose that. So it's like find out what feels light. Some of the other people I've talked to, you know, part of what we do with, you know, energy workers as, you know, we give energy healing sessions. So I teach a couple of energy healing classes. There's other people who do. In Access Consciousness, we do the bars, which are the 32 points on the head that helps clear the energies to open you up to more receiving, and it clears all the stuff out and all these points of views and topics from, you know, many lifetimes. Wonderful stuff. Maybe see if there's a possibility. So here's another. Maybe see if there's a possibility as a, I don't know, a Christmas gift for somebody to give you money to take one of those classes, and then you could go out and be a practitioner and do those sessions and charge money and make income that way.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about something like that?
I have thought about it. I just need more direction, I guess, with a lot of things.
Okay. So these are all things that are coming up from you, talking with you. I'm feeling this energy. So it is something you've considered.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
anything
definitely.
That would be, okay. So anything that would be blocking you or keeping you from pursuing these other possibilities that you've been thinking about, and you're thinking you can't do it, that you need somebody to help you or you need more direction, you can't just go do it, whatever's holding you back, whatever that is, everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And maybe it's none of those things, and maybe it's all of those things, and maybe it's something else. What are the unlimited possibilities? That's a good question. What other possibilities? Yeah, right. So you keep asking. That's the beauty of this. Keep asking the questions. So there's the more you ask the questions, I have found the more opportunity there is. When you get stuck in the thinking about it and you're thinking and thinking and thinking, or when you're having the emotions and you're sucked into these emotions and all these feelings about something, that to me, that's the ego distracting you and keeping you from choosing to be more loving and allowing and being. It's distracting from being, because being is, I guess I'm going to say, it's where you don't really have a point of view. You're able to be and receive and be aware and choose. And it's hard to do that sometimes when you're dealing with a crisis or a stressful situation. And so all those thoughts that you get stuck in, or all of those feelings and emotions that you get stuck in, all you have to do in that moment is say, everything this is, whatever this is, and you go into, will you destroy and uncreate this now? Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And you just keep doing that until it feels lighter and it isn't so heavy. And very often, after you get out of that overthinking and figuring it out, or that overly emotional and feeling, you know, sometimes if I get overly emotional, it feels like I'm trapped in that. So wherever you feel overwhelmed or stuck or just having a lot of these things, all you have to do is do the clearing statement on whatever that is. You don't have to name it. You don't have to say it perfectly. You know, just get the clearing statement part right. But you can do all of that. So how are you feeling right now about the situation?
I'm feeling better about it.
Okay. What are you noticing that's different?
Well, everything that you brought up as suggestions were kind of things that I already do or already have thought about. So that gave me more confirmation that it's going to be okay.
Yeah. And you can choose those things and you can expand on them. And what else? What else is possible? What are the infinite possibilities for you to generate and choose and create more income, more wealth? And keep asking that and see where you're guided. You know, you may, I need to go do this, or I need to call so-and-so, and you get guided. That's your awareness.
Okay.
You'll get more awareness and more thoughts and more feelings about where where to go. And sometimes they're stepping stones, and sometimes they're leading you or connecting you to the next place. And keep asking. The more you expand it without concluding, without limiting the possibilities, the more choices you have. And then when you get to the place where you have to choose, that's where you say, does it feel light or does it feel heavy? And
okay.
Choose the path of feeling light.
Okay.
Yeah, because what I'm thinking, when talking to you about finding the job and the unemployment and getting the job, it felt real heavy. But when we started talking about all these other things that you already do or have thought about or want to do, that feels light. That doesn't feel heavy to me. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else coming up for you right now? Are you feeling a little bit more at peace about this?
Yeah, I'm feeling more at peace.
Okay. Well, thank you, Helen, for calling in. I appreciate you sharing your story with us. And I wish you the best of possibilities for you
thank
to create
you.
More income for yourself. Okay. And if you'd
okay.
like to, if some of those things are of interest to you, feel free to email me. You can contact me at renewalhealth@outlook.com.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I can send you more information about some of those things if you're interested. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Helen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right, I'm going to put you back offline now.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. That was two great examples of opportunities. And I think those are probably two of some of the biggest things we deal with around the holidays, family issues with someone or someone's, and money issues, right? So let's take a moment now on this Thanksgiving Eve, right? Let's just take a moment and let's take a moment to take a deep breath, go inside. And I'd like to invite you now to think about what are you grateful for about yourself? What are you grateful for about yourself? It could be a physical attribute, could be a personality trait. And now, what are you grateful for in your life? What are you grateful for in your life? What things are going good in your life? Or what things that have that you really appreciate? What are those things in your life? And now think about all of your family members. And think about how something, there's got to be something that you can be grateful for everyone. And if not, oh, wow. So if you're not grateful for someone, maybe be grateful that you can love them at a distance. I don't know why that's coming up, but it is. If there's family members, you can send them love from a distance. You don't have to have them in your space. You can love them from afar. And also regarding the world and life itself, the world, life itself, everyday things. What can you be grateful for there? What are things that you enjoy about nature, about the world? Focus on what you're grateful for, what you appreciate. And now take a moment to call in that energy of divine love, being loving, the energy of being loving. Sometimes if that's difficult, I imagine this perfect, innocent child, right? Perfect, innocent child. How would you love that perfect, innocent child? Or if you're an animal lover, that perfect, innocent kitten or puppy or something like that. That love that you would show that innocent newborn life. The wow, look at this beautiful infant. This new life. The miracle of that. And now I'd like for you to put a hand on your heart and a hand on your solar plexus chakra. This is like right under the rib cage, above the belly button, further up. Take a deep breath and now send that love to yourself. You are that innocent infant. That miracle of life that you are. And feel that awe of that life that you are. If you choose it, you're at choice. And now send that gratitude, that thanksgiving back to yourself for being here, for showing up, for making choices, taking chances, taking risks, putting yourself out there, believing in yourself, getting up each day and willing to learn and be or choose to be more love, to be more aware, be more conscious. If you choose it, you're always at choice. And your choice expires every 10 seconds. What do you choose for you? Because that's really all that matters. It's you, who you choose to be, that affects yourself and the world. And so I invite you to go forward and ask questions, and if you're willing, to choose love, to choose awareness. To keep making the choices and asking the questions. How does it get any better than this? What else is possible? How can I choose to be more loving to myself and others today? We're getting ready to wrap up the show. So thank you all for being here with me tonight. And happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to go over some new opportunities that are coming up in the next month or two. If we get cut off by the on-air timing, you can go back to the replay online at bodymindspiritradio.com. To get the information, I'll have an Access Consciousness Bars class on December 11th, as well as a guided healing meditation and empowerment clearing group using these tools like we're doing on the radio show. January 15th will be the next event. The same classes and opportunities. And then I have a Reiki Usui Tibetan certification course, January 28th and 29th. Love and blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving. Join me in December, the last Wednesday of the month, the fourth Wednesday, for New Year, New Story, clearing old patterns for a fresh start. Talk to you again then. Otherwise, visit me on renewalhealth.net. Love and blessings.